on today's Compassion Radio.
Norm became just fully convicted that we needed to change the program to bring the church around the world home to the American church, that we needed to know here in the States what our family was really like, what faith was like around the world, what God was doing unaided by anything Western.
Intrepid.
When God tells you to go, then everything works out. He provides.
Involved.
It is so exciting to see what God can do. And this is why there is so much hope.
International.
Compassion Radio allows the listener to get involved in projects that are going to change history.
This is Compassion Radio.
Jimmy, share. What a pleasure to see you across the table from me. It's the first time in a long time the three of us actually have been around this table.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it's different for us this season because Norm's not here at the table with us. And we've asked our listeners, our supporters, to be praying for him. I thought I'd just open up to share right now to give just a little bit of an update of how we can continue to lift him up in prayer.
I think what I would ask for is we're continuing to ask God for healing. We're continuing to ask him for a miracle. Norm's health is not moving in that direction at this time, so we don't know whether God's answer is no or whether it's simply wait a while, or we know that it will be a God thing if we get Norm back with us. What I would ask you to pray for is his peace of mind, of not doubting the Lord's complete care for him because he continues to say no to Norm's prayer to be healed. Hmm. Of all the people that he's prayed for healing for, we've told you these stories before. Some have been when we had no faith whatsoever, and some haven't been when we were absolutely confident that God would answer that healing prayer. Norm wants so badly to be back in action, to be serving the Lord actively, to have a voice, to bring to you the stories and the concerns of his heart, and to not be able to do that, to be put on the sidelines, is very difficult for him. And it's difficult to keep believing that God's hearing you and that he's loving you and answering you when the answer continues to be no. So I would just ask you to pray for his peace of mind, for his strength of faith. He's not doubting God. He's doubting that God is still as interested in him as he wants him to be, if that's a fair way to say it.
Well, Cher and Bram, you know, it's an honor for me to be here in the studio with the two of you. I spent countless hours in the studio with Norm, doing interviews with him where I would kind of ask him a few questions and just let him roll, just let him share. And oftentimes I would engineer different segments where we would bring up guests over the Skype line. It was just such a blessing to spend that time with Norman. We definitely feel that void that he's not here without question. I certainly echo you, Cher and Bram. We just call on our wonderful listeners who have been such wonderful supporters of this ministry for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. And we really ask for those prayers in a very special way right now for Norm.
A personal way. The greatest gift, friends, you could give us, I think, personally, is just knowing you care. And because we care for Norm so much, and he's been the heart of this ministry and the vision and the mind of this ministry for many years, that's why you listen. We know that. So you've come along with us because you trusted him. And now you're having to make that choice in a time of change for us as a ministry. Is there something here to trust in the team? We hope we earn that trust over time. And in the meantime, while we're building the new opportunities and building upon the foundation and the vision that Norm's given us, to be lifting us up for the struggle it is to become fresh and new, but at the same time, to dig deeply into the roots that we have and not make our listeners feel like we've run off somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
We're not running off somewhere else, friends. We're running deeper into this thing. And we are planting ourselves firmly on the ground and letting God water us where we are. And folks, you are the ones that water us. We know that God literally waters the ground around us to grow new things because of your faith that what happens here at Compassion Radio is something that God wants done.
We should say, too, Bram, that this was always the plan for succession. I mean, Norm is 78. He couldn't go on forever. And the plan has always been for you to become the voice of Compassion Radio. And if I was still around, for me to be able to be a part of that, too. We just didn't expect it to come quite so quickly, quite so dramatically. We're glad that the plan was in place and that we can move ahead with confidence, knowing that this is what Norm wanted. But I really ask the people to pray for you, too. You're stepping into a difficult position, and people perhaps know your heart. If they've listened consistently, they've heard you a lot, but they need to believe in you. And I just want to tell people that this is something that Norm believed in, something I believed in. We've always known that Bram had the heart, the vision, and the ability to be Norm's successor. But please pray for him. It's a big step, and it's a tough time to do it and a tough way to do it.
And frequently, Norm would get into, start rolling off just reflections and, I guess you could say, you know, reminiscing a bit, especially when we would come up to the anniversary of the ministry, which is, I believe, March, March 25th, somewhere around there, I know. Oftentimes, I would be in recording sessions with him, and just he and I were here in the studio, and he would reflect on God's incredible mercy and his blessing on this ministry, even during times perhaps the calls are down and we need to get the numbers up and whatnot. But something inevitably would happen. We'd get a note in the mail. We'd get emails. There'd be a series of people giving. And then oftentimes that does happen in December. But it would just lift his spirits up to the point where he just thought, here we are. We're over 70 years now. The ministry started by Norm's father, Wilbur, so many years ago in the 1940s. Just showing ourselves faithful for all those years.
You know, it being this Christmas season, it's really interesting that things are changing because this is the season when things changed dramatically for Norm and he made the shift in the program. Many of our listeners may not know our whole story. As Jimmy mentioned, that Norm's father began the program as a 15-minute broadcast on one station one day a week and only locally. God opened up amazing doors in strange ways to provide a bigger audience, a whole different way of doing things. Eventually ended up to be, as it is now, 5 days a week, half hour. But Norm was a part of this broadcast since he was 5 years old. He told the Bible story and gave the mail address, and he, all the way through school, through college, through seminary, through postgrad, everything, he always contributed to the program. They always sang together. They continued to do albums together as duets. He has not, there's not been a time ever when he was not associated with the program. But when he came back to California after serving in pastorates and as a college chaplain and various things back east and became one of the regular speakers on the broadcast, he continued what his father had always done, which was anecdotes, little scriptural devotionals, and a lot of music on the program. As Norm began to have his own day, he began to expand into messages because he had more to say. He wanted to do something a little deeper. And when he finally did take over all of the broadcasts, that's what he was doing, was full messages with a little bit of music. But then, because of two projects that the Morning Chapel Hour had done, that his father had done, there was a school in Busan, South Korea, and an orphanage in Hong Kong, both of which Morning Chapel Hour had had a major part in starting and supporting. The anniversaries came up for those projects, and because his father and mother were too old to travel anymore, we were invited to go to represent them at these anniversaries. Norm had a real heart for Central America, particularly, and was not very interested in going to Asia. But because I had been and I was in love with it, he sort of condescended and went and fell in love.
But well, while there's never been a time where he's traveled where he's not fallen in love with somebody in some place.
Absolutely.
As in everybody and every place.
Every people. But while we were there in Hong Kong, he got the itch to get into China. And he pulled every string he could, and we talked to every person that we knew over there trying to get just across the border even into China, and nothing worked. We got home from this trip, and on his desk was an invitation from the Bible League to go to China, all expenses paid, to see God's people, to see God's church in China, and come back and raise funds for Bibles for China.
It was the first real awakening of the church to be open to the church in the West and to actually bring them together, to actually have interaction with, worship together, to share the gospel together, open the Word together, which mm-hmm. was the whole point of the Bible League, was to get more copies of the Bible into the hands of Christians in China, especially the house churches, which were forbidden legally from having a Bible. And the need was becoming obvious that thousands and thousands of new believers were coming online every day.
Hundreds of thousands.
And so you had the opportunity to go, and that's pretty much where you started intersecting with Jimmy, who's mm-hmm. on my left here at the table.
Right.
God drug you all over there. And so tell us about that shift, because the shift that was happening for the ministry was happening in Norm's heart and Cher's heart, was happening in yours, too.
I remember it very well. It was 1995, and I was working at a local radio station here in Southern California. And I also got that invitation from mm-hmm. the Bible League. They were setting up basically a media trip amongst radio people from mm-hmm. across North America, primarily different talk show hosts from some of the big cities, New York, Chicago, Detroit, Philly, Dallas. It just so happened that the talk show host at the radio station where I was working wasn't interested in going for whatever reason. So the general manager asked me if I'd be interested in going. And I was like, absolutely. I would love to do that. And I was the morning announcer guy, and I would introduce some of the wonderful programs like Focus on the Family, Insight for Living, Chuck Swindoll, programs like that. So here I was launched off to go on this trip, and lo and behold, I meet this wonderful couple who live also in Southern California and had a ministry down here, and I had not met you, mm-hmm. Cher, and Norm prior to that. Mm-hmm. But we became good friends, and we teamed up from that point on.
And had some great adventures.
We certainly did.
Which we'll talk about another time. But
so we have this confluence of opportunity and need and change. Everything's changing in your lives during that time. And this is the early 90s, I believe. So during that time, Compassion Radio, the idea of what it would become was just beginning, but it changed everything about the way the ministry approached the giving with our listeners. Most of the time, it was premium-driven. It still is in a lot of ways, that we love to offer special things every month as a thank you for the way the listeners believe and support this ministry. But we've tied it more into specific things, too, by bringing attention and awareness to different projects and participating in them through awareness, through prayer, through going, and also through giving. And that's become a major part of the ministry over the years, is how we contribute with and partner with ministries in many parts of the world. And that's not going to stop. In fact, we plan to grow this thing in a way that we can have more and more availability of our resources to go towards things that we're passionate about. So we'll go that direction. But it also meant that the way we approach our listeners for giving has changed a lot in those years. And we've become more and more dependent upon the generosity of people to rise above the level of just a single premium or a little bit of giving here and there. Mm-hmm. Some of our givers give reliably and faithfully, and we need a lot of those. And some give at the end of the year because they know they can make a substantial donation through end-of-year giving, and they make that part of their giving. And that's become a very solid and important part of our financial picture as a ministry.
Highly important, yes.
And we're at that point right now. You all know this, folks. We're in the middle of the Christmas season. Year-end giving is coming at you as a pitch from all kinds of sources. You have many other ministries or churches that you support. So all I want to do right now is simply say, for those of you who have seen value in us over the years, thank you for how you've supported us. And to give these guys who have been on these trips internationally even more than I have. And we need to be able to say to you why Compassion Radio is unique as a giving opportunity. I want you to understand why it is, because we really do believe that as a very small team committed to these kind of storytelling and going and ministering and doing, that we have a special place in the kingdom that God seemed to have kind of trusted us with, because not many other ministries, especially communications ministries, have given that much of their focus or passion to these kind of projects.
And we were told when we made that change that we would not survive. We skipped the part where on the way home from the first China trip, Norm and I were talking about it, and Norm became just fully convicted that we needed to change the program to bring the church around the world home to the American church, that we needed to know here in the States what our family was really like, what faith was like around the world, what God was doing, unaided by anything Western. He was doing a new thing, and Norm felt like he had seen the New Testament church in action. And he said, we have to change. We have to bring this to our people, and we have to ignite them to be part of this church. They have to get up, get going, do things, not just sit here and hear the word all day, every day, and do nothing with it.
And you know, Cher, this radio station that our listeners are listening to right now no doubt have some wonderful ministry programs. The one that aired just prior to our program and the one that's airing after
our
program.
They are all wonderful, yeah.
And I would well imagine that for the majority of these ministries, they rely quite a bit on December and year-end giving. Mm-hmm. And we're certainly no different whatsoever.
It's true in the secular world as well, in nonprofits,
public
right?
Public radio, mm-hmm. The list goes on and on. We have some wonderful voices at the end of the phone. Mm-hmm. We have Lena. Lena is a dear friend of mine, and she's with us in the early morning hours. And then Paula takes over in the middle of the day hours, at least Pacific Coast time. But we've got a warm voice there waiting to hear from you. They are eager to get that phone ringing at 800-868-2478. Typically, we give out the phone number and the website and the address, right, Bram, towards the end of the program.
Usually.
If you don't have that phone number, if you have the opportunity to maybe plug it into your smartphone right now or jot it down, 800-868-2478. We would love to hear from you. Or, of course, you can go to our website 24/7, compassionradio.com. But I guess the key is, and you're going to be hearing this the next few days, if you can get your special year-end gift in prior to the calendar turning over to January, that would be key for us.
Yeah. What I started to say before was that everyone told us we could not survive as a radio broadcast doing what we were planning to do, because if people gave to the project that we had, they would not give to the ministry. They would give to one or the other, and it was more fun to give to the project and less fun to give for radio time. But Norm felt that God had led him to do this, and he felt that we were going to do it even if we couldn't do it on the radio. Somehow or another, we were going to find a way, even if it was out of our garage, sending out letters to people. That's what God was calling us to do. And we lost, as many of you know, we lost over half of our stations because a lot of stations didn't like the approach. It just wasn't real popular at first. They didn't want to hear about starving orphans at 9 o'clock in the morning. They didn't think it was appropriate. But God gave us tenfold what we had, and brought in stations that believed in what we were saying and what we were doing.
We talk about bringing in tenfold. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about dollars exactly.
This is no stations.
This
yes.
is about God's economy, about how God leveraged even less to do more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been that way for the past dozen or so years. There hasn't been a lot of year-over-year growth as far as giving. It's beginning to move that direction. But we have added to our family a huge amount of new stations mm-hmm. that have bought into this vision of something beyond just another teaching program. We need the teaching programs. And we mm-hmm. are, like we said before, we are very aware and grateful for those strong ministries that bolster us. They are our bookends.
That we listen to.
Yeah. Right. They're the reason that you probably got on the air this morning and listened to this radio station right now. And we're in the middle of that. We thank you for supporting them, too. But what we're looking at here is to ask God to provide opportunity and his way of answering prayers, not just a certain dollar amount, but we need more loaves and fishes. We need people who are willing to bring those small gifts and let us, with them, believe that God's going to leverage this in ways that only God could do. And that includes building in regular givers that are willing to partner with us month after month. That could be individuals. That could be Bible study groups or home fellowships. I know that my home fellowship adopts a different ministry every year to give specifically to. Perhaps you are involved with a home fellowship yourself, would love to find a way to impact the entire world, including this nation, by your giving. A gift of $25 or $30 a month from a group like that would be a lot. It would transform us. We found a few hundred of those around the country. It could be churches or missions departments of churches that say, we'd like to add Compassion Radio and the projects you do around the world as part of our regular giving from this fellowship. There are all kinds of ways I can imagine, but there are other ways I have not even thought of yet. You, my friends, who listen to this program, are the ones that have the imagination, because God put it in you, to find a way to help us do something extraordinary, which is to take what the seed of this ministry has been and grow it, to bring us to new horizons and new relationships and new places, and bring all of that richness back to you so that you are inspired to do something even more remarkable right where you are, to empower your prayers to be vivacious and faithful and expectant. We want your prayer life and your faith to grow right where you are, and not just on our behalf. We want your spiritual life to be enriched and grow because of what you hear God is doing in your family around the world.
I know that there's been a shift in the last handful of years, the fact that so many of our listeners are giving online because it is safe and secure. We've got our website, CompassionRadio.com, and I know that there's some unique ways our listeners can participate just by going online.
There are, Jim, and without even having to spend one extra penny giving to us, they can help us. Many of you are aware of organizations like smile.amazon.com, where anything you purchase at Amazon, you can have a portion of it donated to Compassion Radio. There's also iGive.com that you can join, which automatically will give a portion of whatever you spend for whatever you're buying to Compassion Radio. It takes so little effort to bless us. And, you know, maybe we only get 10 cents off of what you buy, but all those 10 cents matter.
Exactly. And, there's a reason why those kettles are out there collecting pennies.
And it doesn't hurt at all to give that way.
In our case, we give to ourselves literally by ordering our toner and things through iGive.
We
do. Go on stable.com and put in for our normal office supplies. At the end of a few months, there's a few dollars that came back just from the things we had to buy anyway for our own ministry. So that could be the same for you out there across America. If you want to participate with us in a way where you think to yourself, I just help Compassion Radio simply by buying my groceries here or by ordering this particular gift this way through Amazon. So I'm going to do it anyway.
And if you have any questions about that, if it doesn't make sense to you, give our office a call.
Oh, yeah.
As Jimmy said, at 800-868-2478, and our operator will walk you through the process and help you understand it.
It's a small and important and growing part of the giving culture here at Compassion Radio to see all the things we do in life become part of the mission. But again, we want to refocus our attention to what's happening this Christmas week going into New Year's. This is the crunch time for a lot of budgeting issues for most ministries, especially for ours. So folks, if you have never thought about giving directly to a ministry which is focused on enabling others to do their work for Christ around the world and bringing those stories back here so we can continue that virtuous cycle of building faith and building expectations for God to do something and finding great joy in participating with others who are on the front lines of faith. Remember us. That's all we ask.
Pray about it. Right.
And do and pray. Contact us. Now, we do urge you every day to actually write the program or to call us. We mean that. We're not just saying call in because you have a gift to give that day. If you have a prayer to offer, if you want to pray for encouragement for the ministry or God inspired you by something you heard on that particular program and you want us to know it inspired you, call us, email us.
Or if you want to be prayed for.
Exactly.
Well, Bram, we've asked a lot of our people today. We've asked because we feel like they're family. We believe there are many out there who love us as much as we love them. But I feel like as we're asking for them, we need to ask for them. Would you close us out today with a prayer covering our wonderful friends out there?
Friends, these kinds of prayers come from our lips to God's ears every day on your behalf. And if we can't communicate the passion of it enough through radio, please forgive us. So let's reach out to Him together. Dear Father in heaven, you are a great and mighty and awesome God. We worship you because you are and because you created us to worship you. And we are not ashamed of that. All across our country, we bow together in acknowledgement of your sovereignty and of your capacity and of your love for all of us. And we thank you from the bottom of our hearts that you sent Jesus to us. Father, we together want to find ways to bring that gift of Jesus to others. And we can't do it without you finding a way for us to go and to do and to connect the people who would have no reason to know or love us or listen to us if it wasn't for your Holy Spirit making a way forward. So we ask you, Father, make that way. Help us to be effective and disciplined and faithful stewards of this gift of Jesus and to bring others into that great gift, that great life that only comes through your Son. Lord, we pray you would do it in our homes, on our way to work, with our coworkers. We pray you would do it in our fellowships, in our churches. We pray you would do it as we reach out around the planet to places who have never even heard your name before. And as the gospel comes to them and returns to us full of new fruit, that we would lift up your name in praise again, thanking you for all you did in so many places around this planet which need you.
We love you, Lord. We ask for your blessings upon all of our friends and families out there across this country throughout this holiday season. Multiply their gift of love to you and provide for every one of their needs in the way that you see fit, to take their loaves and fishes and multiply them for their needs and for the needs around them, so they would know your hand was at work in their lives and in their very pocketbooks, that you took care of them. In your name I pray these things, Lord. Amen.
You can reach us by calling toll-free 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. Our mailing address, Compassion Radio, Post Office Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Again, Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. And you can always find us online right where you'd expect, CompassionRadio.com. That toll-free number once more, 1-800-868-2478. I'm Jim Governale. Have a blessed day, and we'll see you again tomorrow with more Compassion Radio.